Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stoll from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJZB Radio. Okay, let us get back into John chapter 15, verse 7, as I said last week. So in John 15:7, Jesus said, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you." Now, Jesus was not talking about the four Gospels, oh no, because the Bible has not yet been written. Jesus had not died, so there was no Gospel yet. So, what was Jesus talking about? Well, for us today, it is the Bible. But for the disciples who he was talking to, now, context, my friend, matters greatly, but he was talking about the words. His words that he spoke to the disciples and what the disciples heard of him. If these words I have spoken to you abide in you, and if you abide in me. Oh, wow, did you get that? These two critical statements need to be present in us today to be able to ask what we will. Both begin with the most important word in the Bible, and that if. That is, if. Because if sets the condition for receiving from God. Now, I have never met anyone, even Charles Hahn, my Bible teacher, or my mother, the most godly, devout person I have ever seen, who could ask God whatsoever they will, and God will give it to them. But I guess it can be so, or Jesus would not have said it. So, if we abide in him, and if his words abide in us, is the condition to allow the promise, "Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." They say there are over 30,000 promises in the Bible. Now, I have not counted them all, but we both know the Bible, God's Word, is full of thousands and thousands of promises, or in other words, rewards. Now, remember, a reward is something we get from God based not on God's love or His grace or even His mercy, but on our behavior. In Deuteronomy 28, there are 14 rewards for obedience and 28 rewards for disobedience. Wow. I wonder why there's twice as many rewards for disobedience. Well, we'll look at that maybe another day. But God says, if you do this, then I will bless you. But if you do that, then I will curse you. Wow. Every reward in the Bible has a condition that we must meet to receive it. Let me say that again. Every reward, have it be good or bad in the Bible, has a condition that we must meet to be able to receive it. You know, my grandmother had what was called a promise box with little small colored cards with the promises of God on each one of them. Every day she would religiously pick one, pick a card and read the promise. Well, for the promise box to be complete according to God's word, she would have to flip the card over to read the condition that she had to meet to be able to receive the promise. All of God's promises, His precious promises, the good ones and the ones we call the bad ones, have conditions that we must meet to receive of them. But, my friend, I have a question for you. Does this sound like the believer has been given the authority to decide anything? Do we have the right to ask what we will and expect that God is going to give it to us? What we will? Wow. If so, then that is true, then that is the gospel according to Satan. And did you know, my friend, it is actually preached in most churches today, but it is an error. Note the qualifier here. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, both must be present. Thus, if we are abiding in Christ as our life, then His words and His will and His truth and His desires shall also abide in us. And then out from His words that abide in us, we can ask what we will. But now our will become one with His will. Simply put, then the believer would only ask for things that are according to the will of God. That the same thing as, you know, what it means to pray in Jesus' name, to ask what Jesus would ask for. So as we abide in Christ, what should flow into us and then out through us is His life. And the believer should grow to become an extension of Christ. Let me say that again. So as we abide in Christ, what should flow into us and then out through us is His life, God's life. And the believer should then grow to become an extension of Christ. So, what's an extension of Christ? Is this not really what a branch is to the vine? Yes, of course. This is just another way of saying that believers, as branches are to the vine, are to be members of His body. The branch lives by and exists by the life of the vine. No branch has its own life. Let me say that again. The branch lives by and exists by the life of the vine. No branch has its own life. No believer is to live from themselves. We are to be extensions of Christ, living out from Him and working, and allowing Him to work in our life. Indeed, even the fruit of a branch is not of the branch. Let me say that again. The fruit of the branch is not owned by the branch. The fruit is the product of the life of the vine, and that flows into the branches. And that is why Jesus said that without Him we can do nothing, John 15:5. For without Him and His life being the source of what we do, there is no life in us at all. Now the relationship of the branches to the vine and the walk that results and the fruit that is produced is a progressive experience that is unfolding in our life. It does not just happen. It is not the result of something that God does to the believer. Oh, no. Rather, it is the result of Christ in the believer. Christ in the believer. And we must lose ourselves to Him. We have to come into an inward realization of Jesus Christ. We have to come to manifest His life in our life. I hope you all are getting this. We can do nothing without Him, and we have to come into an inward realization of who Jesus Christ is to us personally. We have to come to know Him as our Savior and come to allow Him to work in our lives. It is so vital to see this truth that believers, and that would be us, are not given things like power or the baptism of the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues because of Christ. Oh no, believers are not given a thing called life because of Christ. No, believers are given Christ. Believers are given not things or power, but believers have been given Christ Himself. Christ is our life. We are one with Him in His life. This is a basic reality, and all that we call the Christian life is out from this truth. All out from Christ Himself. This is the truth of the vine and the branches that Christ revealed in John chapter 15. It is the same truth that in which Paul spoke. We are believers. We are all in Christ. That we are members of Christ. That the believers have been baptized into death with Christ, planted, buried into Christ. Believers have been made one in spirit with Christ, and that we are supposed to live in and out of Christ as our very life by faith. Well, there they are, all four fundamental truths. I hope you got them, my friend. Now, next week I would like to start a new teaching called All Things Are Out From God. All Things Are Out From God. It's a tremendous teaching, and so please tune in next week. So this has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping and trusting that you have a tremendous week, and God is able to work in your life, and you're getting this truth, you're getting this understanding, and it's changing your life, that God has not given us things like salvation and speaking in tongues and the anointing and all that stuff. God has given us something even more special. He's given us Christ himself. Amen. Talk to you next week.